shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
I guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
And we'll cruise if we want to. Cruise in WGCM.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yes!
Yeah! All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
the singers play. Now we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, who'll stop the
hits are hot at Cruise and WGCM AM 1240. Go ahead, touch it. Ow! Told you it was hot, dummy. Welcome from the Coast Cruises Car Club. Get the app and carry us everywhere at WGCMAM.com.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, clear tonight and nice with a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 74. Look for more sunshine on Sunday, high 75. We should be rain-free through at least Tuesday.
We're your cruising place on the radio. Cruising WGCM.
Interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Friday and welcome to Keesler Federal Park. Javik Blake alongside you as the Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for the fourth game of this six-game series and the seventh game of their 2025 season as they take on the 2-3 Columbus Clingstones, Double A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. The Shuckers enter today 1-5 on the season, but a team that's lost a couple of close ones as they enter today for their seventh game of the season. The Brewers, the Double A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Jamie Blake alongside you as we get you set for first pitch, scheduled for 6:35 Central Time. It's the first Friday game of the season for the Shuckers. Should be a real nice crowd as the Shuckers will rock the home whites with KC Hunt on the hill against the righty Lucas Braun. But before we get to today, time to take a look at yesterday. The Shuckers fell by a 5-2 final. The lone difference being a grand slam from Ethan Werkinger in the sixth inning off Shuckers reliever Tyler Wasner, and that paved the way for a 5-2 Clingstones win. The Shuckers attempted a comeback late in the sixth inning. An RBI single from Luke Adams off the bat at 107 made it 4-1, then was 4-2. Vladimir Restituyo, an RBI bloop single into right center that scored Xavier Warren. The Shuckers brought up the winning run in the ninth inning, had the tying run at first, had runners on first and second with one away, but a 6-4-3 double play induced by Clingstone's closer Roldy Munoz proved to be the difference as the Shuckers fell by a 5-2 final. Five runs, six hits, and an error for Columbus. Two runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. Drew Hackenberg, the win, he improved to 1-1 on the season, and a real tough-luck loss for Tate Kaner. Despite allowing just two runs on three hits and five and a third innings, he falls to 0-2, and Munoz picks up his second save of the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to visit with Shuckers manager Joe Averill, as we always do on Fridays on the Shuckers Radio Network. We talk a little bit about his tradition of Hawaiian Fridays, what Hawaiian shirts we got going on throughout the clubhouse, and a bit about the bright spots throughout the first six games of this Shuckers season. All comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Konecka sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Konecka sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KonekkaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Shuckers baseball against the Clingstones here on a Friday night. After today's pregame interview, I'm Javik Blake, and it is Hawaiian Friday for the team. We're joined by Shuckers manager Joe Averill. Skip, appreciate the time. My shirt's looking good.
Hey, thanks. Just going with a little team spirit here with my Biloxi Hawaiian shirt. But, you know, goes back to the Keston Hira days when he got drafted, came in every Friday, wore the shirts, and we've done it ever since. So carrying on the tradition.
everybody's got it around here, and there's a bunch of different ones, whether it's some subtle ones. We got some hot pink ones. We got some with your face on it that Caleb Bowman's wearing. What's your favorite one that you've seen so far for this first Hawaiian Friday of the season?
So far, maybe Tate Keener. He's got some deer on his shirt. Justin Yeager's got one that said, "It's going to be okay." So yeah, everything's good, man. The guys are feeling the positive vibes, and it's going to be a good day.
You got any new ones in the carousel this year, in the catalog this season?
I don't. I might have to go to like TJ Maxx or go on Amazon and do a special order like Bowman did. Maybe I'll get one with his face on it.
Well, now that's the big question. You've had a lot of Hawaiian Fridays over your years as a manager. Where do you get them? Is it the team store? Are you thrifting them? Are you showing up to Goodwill, going to Walmart? What's the play?
Well, through the years, I mean, we've had a lot of giveaways, like in Wisconsin and Carolina. We had different Hawaiian shirts there, so worn those through the years, and then just mix one in every once in a while.
Is there a favorite one that you've gotten from a team over the years?
Well, of course, this Biloxi Shucker Hawaiian shirt. You can get them in your souvenir store.
There we go. Starting pitching this week on the baseball side has been real good. Just 2 earned runs allowed in 16 innings. What's impressed you from the guys throughout this week?
Just to start it off, Mendoza threw the ball very well. Worked out of a couple big bases-loaded jams. Showed me he can work through some traffic. Corniel, outstanding double-A debut, dominated 2 days ago. And then last night, Keener was, you know, nails 5 scoreless innings. And, you know, tough luck there, giving up a couple runs later in the 6th. But starters are doing a really good job.
You talk about Mendoza's ability to work through jams. Keener as well. How much does it speak to the mental toughness of this pitching staff, being able to work through some runners in scoring position early throughout their starts?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, Mendoza's a veteran. He's been around, knows the drill. Keener yesterday inducing 2 big double plays, you know, and I think it was the 1st and 3rd innings, but did a real good job.
How about Corniel as well? You had him as a player in Appleton, comes up for his double-A debut, goes 6 shutting and gives up 1 hit.
Yeah, it goes way back. I think I saw him in Carolina, Wisconsin, and here. So he's one of those guys, you know, to bring my mom up again. She's been around him, and that's one of her favorites. It's been Ernesto through the years, but I think of all my pitchers that I've had, Corniel is one of her faves.
What makes him one of her favorites?
Just how he pitches, how he goes about his business, mixes his stuff up, and just a bulldog out there in the mound.
On the hitting side, Eric Brown Jr. has come into this year and has started off hot, hits in 5 straight games. And you look at the numbers, a lot more line drives and fly balls this year. What have you seen from him early on this season?
He's just really, from spring training on, just really locked in. I mean, he's making some adjustments, lining balls all over the field, and dropping a bunt down on occasion, but I like the where he's going with his game.
How much does just having a new season help reset the mind for Brown?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, coming back here, you know, you have to repeat a level. You come back, I mean, he's got the eye of the tiger right now. He's fired up to be in the lineup. His body's feeling good, and he's ready to go.
How about second base as well? That's been real fun to see him, and he seems to have been really excelling over there.
Oh, he likes it. Coming through the minors, Terang played shortstop. We kicked him over to second. He played both, you know, just getting some experience. You see him now, Platinum Glove Award winner at second base. So we have guys in our organization, versatility being the key. I mean, we've got Ethan Murray, Warren playing infield, outfield, all over the place, and you're going to see Brown playing a little center field as well.
How has he looked in the outfield so far?
Really good. He's an athlete, man. You know, no matter where you put him, he's going to make plays. I don't think he'd want to be behind the plate catching, but we can put him pretty much everywhere else.
How about Cooper Pratt over there at short? The defense has been terrific, but the bat as well, for a kid as young as he is, being a catalyst for a double-A lineup, has to be something that's impressed you.
Yeah, very, very mature for his age. I mean, the kid's a pro's pro, and the way he plays the game, both sides of an inning, the way his ability, professional at-bats, uses the whole field, he's got some juice, and he makes the plays on defense. Very good instincts out there on defense as well.
How much does that impress you and get you excited watching him early on in the season to make those adjustments in what is really his 4th and 5th double-A games ever?
It's huge. I mean, it's always fun to watch, and just knowing his background. He comes from a baseball family. You know, he's around, he's got brothers playing college baseball. He's a grinder.
How about when they hit that first home run here a couple days ago? His brother hit one just a couple minutes earlier. What's it like having a kid like Cooper with that baseball fortitude and that baseball background on the mental side coming in on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, that's big, man. Just seeing him out there playing and how he's a leader on the field, man. When he's playing shortstop, moving guys around, and just his talking in the dugout, he's a leader when he walks into the ballpark.
Skip, as always, appreciate the time.
Hey, enjoy it. Thanks.
Happy Hawaiian Friday. Shuckers Clingstone's coming up next.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park, Biloxi, Mississippi, the spot. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 1-5 on the season, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers against the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, the Columbus Clingstones at 2-3. Clingstones have taken two of the first three games in this set. Shuckers took the middle game of the first three on Wednesday morning, while Columbus won the opener by a 7-6 final in extras and won yesterday by a 5-2 score. Javik Blake along with you. We're about 7 minutes away from first pitch in this one, and Casey Hunt makes his Keesler Federal Park debut in 2025. Last year in this ballpark was terrific. 20 strikeouts, 3 walks in just 17 and 2/3 innings. He allowed 3 runs for a 1.53 earned run average. Hunt coming off of the shortest start of his career. It lasted just 34 pitches and 2/3 of an inning on Sunday in Pensacola. He got dinked and dunked to death. Couple of infield hits, couple of bloop hits. Nothing was hit overly hard, but he allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts in 34 pitches. You usually only have about one of those starts every single year. Hunt's got it out of the way early. Should be a lot of fun to watch him tonight against a Columbus lineup that resembles a lot of the Mississippi Braves lineup he saw last year a couple of times later in the season. On the other side of things is a pitcher the Shuckers who have become familiar with throughout the past season. It's the righty Lucas Braun. Made 3 starts against the Shuckers a year ago as a member of the Mississippi Braves. 3 starts, gave up 3 earned runs in 16 and 2/3 innings with 17 strikeouts. Opponents hit 183 against him. Braun is making his second start of the season. First time out, struck out 9 over 6 innings, but gave up 3 earned runs, including 2 homers, walked 1, gave up 6 hits, and threw 81 pitches. Time to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. They are built by Renova Roofing, and the Shuckers is signed by second-year manager and one of the co-creators of Hawaiian Friday that the Shuckers have been celebrating today on the team with a number of different terrific Hawaiian shirts during BP and pitcher stretch today. It's Joe Arroyo. The second baseman, Eric Brown Jr., leads off for the second time this season, and that bumps down Luis Lora, the center fielder, to the 2 spot in the order. Cooper Pratt, the shortstop, bats third. Brock Wilkin, who's 1-for-18 to start the year, but he's drawn 8 walks and has gotten on base in 4 straight. He bats in the cleanup spot. Darian Miller bats in the 5 spot, and he does the catching. Luke Adams, the designated hitter, is in the 6th spot. Had a scorching single out to left yesterday off the bat at 107. Xavier Warren is at first and bats in the 7th spot. He's had a terrific start to the season. Hits in 4 straight. over that span, two of those four hits have gone for extra bases, and he's 5-for-19 to begin the year. Ethan Murray's in the eighth spot, hits in back-to-back games entering today, and Vladimir Restituyo is in the ninth spot after a multi-hit performance last night against the Clingstones. For Columbus, their lineup is signed by first-year manager Cody Gabella. Carlos Rodriguez, the right fielder, is in the leadoff spot. He's had a terrific series, 6-for-13 with two walks, hitting .409 this year. Cal Conley, the shortstop, bats second. Jason DeLay, the catcher, is in the three spot. Designated hitter David McCabe bats fourth, 4-for-10 with four walks this series. Drew Compton at first, bats fifth. In the sixth spot, it's Geraldo Quintero. Behind him is the center fielder, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. Then it is the third baseman, Keyshawn Ogins. And in the ninth spot for his Braves organizational debut, it is the second baseman, Kobe Kato, who is with the Braves organization after spending last year splitting time between the Mariners organization, the Astros organization, and the independent York Revolution of the Atlantic League. It is a gorgeous night for baseball, 77 degrees, not a cloud in sight. The wind is blowing out to right, which benefits a lot of left-handed bats and anyone who does end up coming up from the left side if they're a switch hitter. Usually the wind is in from right. Today, out to right at 8 miles an hour, which could end up seeing a couple more homers tonight at Keyser Federal Park. Shuckers at 1-5, Clingstones at 2-3. Braun for the Clingstones, Hunt for the Shuckers, and we'll have first pitch coming your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCM. We're back after this.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, Tyson one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Keyser Federal Park. And hello, friends. Happy Friday as the Shuckers take on the Columbus Clingstones. Fourth game of this six-game set. And the Shuckers at 1-5 looking to get back into the win column after a win on Wednesday. They dropped last night's game by a 5-2 final against the Clingstones. And they're looking to get back in the win column today against the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. It's the Columbus Clingstones there at 2-3. Jay McBike alongside you. We appreciate you joining us wherever you're joining us on your Friday. It's a Casey Hunt start day, his debut at Keesler Federal Park here in 2025. First time out and first start of the season was Sunday in Pensacola, and it was one of the toughest starts of his career. 34 pitches, got dinked and dunked to death. Three hits allowed, three runs, two-thirds of an inning with just one walk. He was cutter heavy throughout the start. We'll see what he goes with today as the primary pitch, but it should be a fun one for Hunt, who last year was terrific in this ballpark. 1.53 ERA in three starts, 17 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts, and just three walks. Hunt against the lefty Carlos Rodriguez, first pitch of the day. Misses up and away for ball one, and we are officially underway. First pitch time tonight, 6:37 p.m. Central, 77 degrees and clear. The wind is out to right at 8 miles an hour. The 1-0. Rodriguez takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez on the year is hitting .409, three runs driven in, and a .480 OBP. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Slider at 84, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez, 6-for-13 in the series with two walks. The 2-1 takes all the way, and it's a called strike two. Fastball at 91. And the count's even 2-2. Rodriguez is at the very back of the left-handed box. Hunt, the righty, is out of the windup, and he delivers. Hit on a couple of hops through the right side, and it's a base hit. Rodriguez now 7-for-14 in the series. He's picked up a hit in all six games to begin the season. And the leadoff man gets on. It brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley. Conley is hitting .318 this year. He's a switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Hunt. Rodriguez off of first. We're scoreless. Top of the first inning. And a quick check over. Xavier Warren, the first baseman, slaps the tag on Rodriguez, but he's back in time. Just underway in this one. Checkers defense. Xavier Warren is at first. Eric Brown Jr. at second. Cooper Pratt's at short. And Brock Wilkin is at third. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. It's a cutter at 85. Derry Miller's behind the plate. Outfield from left to right is Ethan Murray, Luis Lora, and Vladimir Restituyo. Hunt's 1-0, fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. That was a fastball at 92 from the righty. Stands in at 6'3", 215 pounds, a native of Wyckoff, New Jersey. The 1-1, a big curveball that misses up at 78, and the count goes to 2-1. Last year was a dream season for Hunt, who was signed as an undrafted free agent back in July of 2023 after his college career finished up at Mississippi State. The 2-1 delivery. Hit on a line on one hop to Pratt at short. He scrambles to second, taps the bag, throws in the run to first in time, and it's a nice and easy double play for Pratt, who handled his screamer nicely at short and quickly got to the bag. Brings up the righty, Jason DeLay. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. DeLay, 1-for-13 on the season with three strikeouts. The 0-1. Slider, and he swings and misses. Outside corner at 84, and he's ahead. No balls and two strikes. That double play, by the way, the third in the last 2 days for the Shuckers. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. A slider at 84 gets delay swinging. It's Hunt's first strikeout of the year, and that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Hunt helped out by a double play, and we're through a half inning. Shuckers coming to bat against Lucas Braun on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javid Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on cruising WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. To the bottom of the first inning, and the right-handed throwing Lucas Braun is set to make his second start of the year and his first start of the season against the Shuckers. Gave up 3 runs, 9 strikeouts, 6 hits allowed, 2 homers allowed as well in his first start of the year. It was last Saturday against Montgomery, and he faces Shuckers lineup that begins with the righty Eric Brown Jr. Luis Lara bats second. Cooper Pratt bats third. And Brock Woken bats in the fourth spot. It's the second time this year that Brown's led off for the Shuckers. The righty Braun, third base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, delivers. And the first pitch is a called strike. A sinker at 89 from Braun. The 10th-ranked Braves prospect by MLB Pipeline. The 0-1 delivery. Brown lines it out to short left. Quintero on. Out goes the shortstop. Connolly, he leaps and it's out of his reach. And Eric Brown Jr. all of a sudden a 6-game hit streak. And it brings up the switch hitter Luis Lara. And that ball right there from Brown really kind of exemplifies his brand new approach this season. Of the 17 balls hit in play, 13 of them have been either a line drive or a fly ball. And he's finding a lot more hits throughout the start of this season. A couple different adjustments. Shuckers manager Joe Arolt talked about that earlier today, that he's made a couple different adjustments with his swing entering the season. And so far, he has hits in 6 of the first 7 games to begin the season. Lara's up from the left side. And the righty Braun delivers. Brown fakes a steal, and Lara pops it straight up. Out to short right center. Kobe Kato, the second baseman, is under it. It swirls and it drops. Brown's off to second. Kato picks it up, fires to second. It is an out as Braun covers second. It's a fielder's choice. Brown had nothing he could do. It goes down as the Oso come in 4-1, force out to second. And now one away, and it brings up the righty Cooper Pratt. Well, that's Kobe Kato at second. Cal Connolly's at short tonight. We're scoreless in the first. The pitch. Pratt lines it right to Connolly's mitt. Lara's off the bag. The throw back on a hop under Compton's mitt and by him. Lara's off to second. Compton gets to it. And what in the world is this first inning? Pratt lines out. That was off the bat at 101 to short. Now two away, Lara goes to second on the E6. And the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position for Brock Woken. I got nothing. What a weird and wacky way to start this thing off. As Braun, the righty, delivers to Woken. It's a slider and a called strike one. Woken to begin the year 1-for-18, but he's done a terrific job to get on base. He's drawn 8 walks, and that leads the Shuckers, including 5 this series through the first 3 games. 2 outs. Lara's at second. We're scoreless in the first. Braun delivers. Woken takes a strike on the inner half, and the count evens 1-1. Braun delivers. Misses low and away. Counts at 1-2 with 2 away. That last pitch is slider from the righty Braun. Lara's at second. So far, the Shuckers have had a single, a fielder's choice, and a drop pop-up. And an E6 on a lineout that allowed Lower to get to second. The 1-2. Wilkin takes a slider off the inside corner at 82. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 away. Braun delivers. Lara's off to third. Wilkin drives it foul. First base side and into the seats. And the count stays 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 to Wilkin. He swings and chops it foul into the dugout. Almost gets head athletic trainer Jesus Aviles for the Clingstones, but he does a nice job to dodge out of the way of it. 2-2, 2 away. Braun out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber. Wilkins at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch, slider, low. First base umpire says he does not go. Wilkin went maybe a quarter of the way with his swing. It was a curveball at 81, and the count is at 3-2. Wilkins, very patient hitter. He's done a good job to lay off a number of pitches this year. Lara's off second. We'll see if he goes here. The 3-2, he's off to third. Wilkin takes inside the throw to third, the tag. Not in time, and Lara picks up the steal. Wilkin draws his team-leading 9th walk of the season, and the Shuckers have runners in the corners with 2 away for Darian Miller. New walk-up song tonight for Darian Miller. The Clovis, California native switching things up. Miller digs in the very back of the left-handed box. Wilkins at first, Lara's at third. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. Braun delivers. Miller takes inside, and it's 1-1. Miller 0-for-13, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts early on in this young season. Shuckers trying to strike first. Lara dances off a third. Now the pitch. Miller chops it first base side. Foul. And it just barely missed the first base bag. Compton had a dive towards the line. Miller. Throws something that fell off his bat back to the dugout. Looked like that might have been the sensor that the Shuckers have on the bottom of their bats. The 1-1. Miller fouls it off the instep of his front foot. Now he takes a moment. The count's at 1-2. Runners at the corners with 2 away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. And boy, with the Shuckers, love to strike first in this one. So far this season, they've given their starting rotation 3 runs of support. And that all came in the home opener on Tuesday. The 1-2. Miller drives it towards deep center. Kilpatrick back on it, turns around at the warning track. He hauls it in, and that ends the inning. Miller smacked it hard, but to the deepest part of the yard. No runs, one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. We head to the second, and we are scoreless on the Shackers Radio Network. And cruising WGCN.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients, fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks, and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split.
Oh, or maybe a root beer float.
Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We're to the top of the second. Shuckers and the Queenstones are scoreless. Javik Blake alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you're tuning in throughout our broadcast tonight. David McCabe, switch hitter, digs in from the left side. 6-for-15 this year. First pitch from Casey Hunt is a curveball and a called strike one. Hunt was looking like himself in the first inning. 12 pitches, 8 strikes, including a strikeout of Jason DeLay. The 0-1 delivery misses low. A check swing. Third base umpire Dylan Hulsey says he does not go around. And the count evens 1-1. Jared Durison is behind the plate. Tyler Hobick's at first. And Hulsey, who was behind the plate yesterday, is the third base umpire. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got a late start and an 85-mile-an-hour cutter. And the count goes to 1-2. That cutter being used a lot more this year by Hunt. It's a good pitch. High 80s. A little bit of movement to it. The 1-2. Lifted foul. Change up at 87. And the count stays at 1-2. Hunt's a 5-pitch guy. Fastball, cutter, sweeper, curveball, and a changeup. He works first base side of the rubber end of the windup. Now comes home. Curveball lifted down the left field line. Murray's after it. It's a fair ball. Takes two hops and rolls to the wall. McCabe jogs in the second. Murray fires it back in. And it's a stand-up double to lead off the inning for McCabe, who now has hits in 6 straight games to begin the season. Brings up the switch hitter, Drew Compton. Compton digs in from the left side. Second straight inning that the leadoff man has reached for the Queenstones, and it's the first time the Queenstones have had a runner in scoring position, which is a thing that they seem to do a ton this year. Scoreless in the top of the second. Compton in from the left side, gets the pitch, and it misses low. Entering today, no team in AA has had more at-bats with runners in scoring position than the Queenstones with 62. That was helped out by 26 of them coming on Tuesday night in a 10-inning game against the Shuckers. The 1-0 popped up. Foul, third base side. Wilkin takes a look, but it's way into the seats. And the count evens 1-1. Compton 2-for-12 to start the season with 6 strikeouts. The 1-1. Chopped foul first base side this time, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, that Tuesday night game for the Clingstones, 26 at-bats with the runner in scoring position. Tied for the 12th most in a Southern League game since 2005. 7th most since 2015. The 1-2 pitch. Compton takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. And the craziest part about all that is that you'd think 26 at-bats with the runner in scoring position. Well, that's got to mean you were scoring runs every inning and you're putting up 15. But that wasn't the case. They were held scoreless until the 8th inning. Abdiel Mendoza was terrific working around traffic all night on Tuesday. The 2-2 misses low. Miller blocks it up. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. A slider at 84. Compton's down swinging and now one away for the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. By the way, fans, you can join the broadcast, 601-514-0776 with our Bruce Herbs Barbershop Text the Booth line. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776, and visit the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network at 158 GE Orr Street in Biloxi. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. Already I've had a couple people chime in on the Text the Booth line. A big hello to Johnny Boland listening in from Calhoun City in Mississippi. The 1-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Johnny does a terrific job with the Earn Fun Average podcast, highlighting anything and everything that has to do with minor league baseball. Real fun to get to listen in to talk about what makes minor league baseball so great in all these towns and cities, whether it's Biloxi, Columbus, or anywhere. The 2-0 lifted out to right. Restituyo back on it at the warning track, rounds it off, settles under it, and he makes the catch. McCabe tags and moves towards third. The ball goes to Brown. He throws to third, and it is not in time. McCabe moves up. It's a deep fly out to right. And now two away for the righty, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. Also, big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossland, watching and listening from Sparta, Tennessee. And also a big hello to Kane and Sarah and Vandy Mitchell tuning in tonight. Big hello to everybody. Thanks for chiming in on the Text the Booth line. The pitch. Kilpatrick takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a cutter at 86. Two out, runner on third. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Kilpatrick 1-for-11 to begin the season. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. The 0-1 misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. Hunt about to throw his 29th pitch. Comes home. Misses up. And the count moves to 2-1. The 2-1 misses away. And the count goes to 3 balls and a strike. Three balls, one strike, two away. The pitch misses away, and it's ball four. First walk of the night from Hunt. And that brings up the ready Keyshawn Ogins. Gives us a chance, 10 seconds. Station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keyser Federal Park in downtown Biloxi. Shuckers, Clingstone scoreless in the top of the second. Righty Keyshawn Ogins is up. The pitch to him misses up, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. The righty Casey Hunt's out to the hill. was originally slated to start tomorrow when the week started, but with the short outing on Sunday, the Shuckers decided to move him up a day and flip him and lefty Nate Peterson. Peterson goes tomorrow. Hunt, the starter today. The pitch, runner off. Pitch is a called strike. Miller fakes the throw. And Kilpatrick slides into second with a stolen base. The count evens 1-1. Ogun's at the plate. 1-for-6 this year with a walk. The 1-1. Slider poked out to short right. Restituyo in towards the line. Reaches up and makes the snag about shoulder high. And that ends the inning. In the inning, one run, no hits. Check that one. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we're scoreless. Bronze back to the hill when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCN.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
We end to the bottom of the second, and it's Luke Adams who digs in for the Shuckers. Right-handed bat against the righty, Lucas Braun. Shuckers and Klingstones are scoreless. Klingstones have threatened each of the first two innings. Pitch, Adams takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers threatened in the first as well, had runners in the corners with two away, but a fly out to deep center ended the threat. Braun deals. And it's called strike at the knees. The count evens 1-1. Adams hitting .095 this year with a .269 OBP. Still early on in the season. Today just the seventh game of the year for the Shuckers. The pitch, Adams chops it foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Adams yesterday went 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the sixth, and that was off his bat at 107. That foul ball off his bat at 109. He's got a lot of thunder in that bat. The 1-2 delivery. Adams ropes it to third, but it's right to Ogins. And Adams is retired. It has been that kind of week for the Shuckers. Yesterday, every ball they hit yesterday to the first baseman, Cade Bunnell, was snagged with ease, and now a hard hit liner to the third baseman. Ogins retires Adams, and up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Bats from the left side. The pitch from Braun. Swing and a miss. Cutter at 88, and the count's at no balls and a strike. Warren on the year, a team best 5-for-19, has a homer and 3 walks. The 0-1. Warren breaks his bat. The barrel of it goes flying. Compton, the first baseman, picks it up, underhands it to Braun, and it retires Warren. Kobe Kato, the second baseman, picks up the end of the spear, hands it off to first base coach Matt Lipka. That ended up in the very back of the infield. Fastball went in the hands at 87. And now two away for the righty, Ethan Murray. Shockers and Queenstone scoreless in the last of the second. Braun delivers. Murray drives it towards short center. Kato is out. In comes Kilpatrick. And Kilpatrick makes the snag, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Five of the last six retired by Braun. And we go to the third, still scoreless, on the Shockers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the third. Casey Hunt's back to work. Couple buttons undone in that white jersey as he's gone two shutout innings to begin his 2025 slate at Kiesler Federal Park. Faces the lefty Kobe Kato in the ninth spot. The first pitch is a called strike. Kato, who spent last year in three different places in terms of organizations, one of them was out of affiliated baseball. The 0-1. Kato fouls it back and out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. He was activated off the development list earlier today. The 26-year-old and a native of Honolulu, Hawaii, was released early last season by the Astros organization. Now the 0-2 misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. He then spent a good amount of time with the York Revolution in the Independent Atlantic League and tore it up before getting signed by the Mariners organization. The 1-2. Kato takes low, and the count evens 2-2. He then elected free agency at the end of the year with the Mariners and signed with the Braves this past offseason. And today is Atlanta Braves' organizational debut with the Queenstones. 2-2 the count. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. Kato last year, AA, AAA, and rookie ball, .283, a homer, 17 ribbies, and a .393 OBP. The 3-2 pitch, Kato takes strike three at the knees. A fastball at 90 miles an hour. And that's the third strikeout tonight from Hunt. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a left-handed bat. 1-for-1 tonight, .435 the average now. The pitch misses low. And the count's at 1-0. That was a curveball at 78. Rodriguez is batting an even .500 this series. 7-for-14. The 1-0. He swings and rolls it weakly to first. Couple of hops to Warren. He snags it waist high. Takes it to the base himself. And Rodriguez is retired. Now two away. Well, since that leadoff double in the second by David McCabe, Hunt all of a sudden has retired five of the last six, with two strikeouts, two flyouts, and a ground out. Two out, nobody on for the switch hitter, Cal Conley. We're scoreless with two away in the top of the third. pitch from Hunt. Misses up, and the count's at 1-0. The pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. A big hop, then a little hop to Brown. He catches it letter high, fires to Warren at first, and that ends the inning. Let's talk about a quick and easy inning for Casey Hunt. Retires the side in order, and he doesn't use anybody outside of the right side of the infield. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. Clingstone Shuckers scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Up steps lefty Vladimir Restituyo. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers and the Clingstones are scoreless. David Blake alongside you. Appreciate you spending your Friday night with us on the Shuckers Radio Network, cruising WGCM. Alrighty, Lucas Braun. His first pitch of the third comes home, and Restituyo takes inside for ball one. Restituyo's coming off his first multi-hit performance of the year. It was last night against the Clingstones, went 2-for-4, drove in a run. Braun's 1-0. Restituyo rolls it to third. Ogins in on it on the grass, fires on the run to first. And Restituyo is retired for the out. Starting pitchers throughout this series have dominated, especially the Shuckers. Entering today, they had allowed just 2 earned runs as a staff in 16 innings. So far, Casey Hunt's gone 3 scoreless. So add 3 innings onto that, 2 earned runs in 19 innings as a staff. And the Clingstones, outside of Tuesday when they got torched up for a couple of runs, have been just as good. The pitch home. Brown rolls it third base side and just foul. Right-handed bat goes down in the count. No balls and a strike. For Columbus, entering today, their starters have allowed just 4 earned runs this week. The 0-1. Brown takes a slider away, and the count evens 1-1. That's 4 earned runs in 15 innings, so add 2 more onto it. It's 4 earned runs in 17 innings for the Clingstones. But good pitching this week. The 1-1. Misses low, a good take. Sinker at 90. The count goes to 2-1. Starting to get a couple shades of a gorgeous sunset here in Biloxi. A couple of blues and a little bit of purple out in the skyline. The 2-1 fouled into the third base dugout, right to the bat boy. Nice play, gets it on a hop. And the count's even at 2-2. That was Braun's 29th pitch of the day. 20 of them have been strikes. No strikeouts, but a lot of soft contact and some good defense. The 2-2. Brown swings and misses. The bat goes flying and clatters off the railing on the left side right down near the tarp. Third base coach Lee Rodriguez grabs the bat, and the bat boy charges out of the dugout, sprints down the third baseline, and meets Rodriguez about halfway. That's the second out of the inning and the first strikeout tonight from Braun. Brings up the switch hitter Luis Lara from the left side. We're scoreless in the third. Pitch from Braun. Lara takes a strike on the outside corner. Cutter at 90. And it counts at no balls and a strike. Lara reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. The pitch is a called strike two in the inner half. A sinker at 88. And Braun jumps ahead. He's been efficient. Six straight retired. Seven of the last eight. The 0-2 misses low and it counts at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Braun delivers. Curveball, smacked the third base side foul. And we'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2. Lara fouls it off. Third base side and out of play and out of the ballpark. We'll do it again. Braun out of the stretch delivers. Lara rolls it right side by Cotto's dive and in a right for a base hit. Lara has now reached base in three straight and in steps Cooper Pratt, two outs and a runner on. It's a good job by Lara. Got a slider low and in and just went with it, pulled it through the right side. He stands at first with two away, and the righty Pratt now digs in. Lara's off first. Takes another step with his lead. Braun delivers. Pratt takes away. Check back to first. Lara's back in plenty of time. And the count goes to 1-0. Lara this year yet to steal a base. But last year, 45 stolen bases with High A Wisconsin. The 1-0. Pratt bloops it right side of the infield. Cotto snags it chest high. And that ends the inning. Pratt lines out to second. And the Shuckers strand a runner. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fourth. Still scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
We go to the fourth, and for the third straight night, Shuckers and Clingstones are scoreless through three. Both teams have two hits. The Clingstones have the only error, and Casey hunts back to work for the Shuckers. The righty on the hill delivers a curveball, and it's ruled a ball inside against the righty, Jason DeLay. We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park. Javik Blake alongside you on an absolutely gorgeous Friday night. The 1-0 delivery. DeLay drives it out to left. Murray turns around back towards the warning track, back pedals, and he makes the catch. And that retires DeLay for the first out. 77 degrees and sunny at first pitch. Wind out to right at 8 miles an hour. It brings up the switch hitter, David McCabe. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch, McCabe takes low, and it's 1-0. One game's gone final in the Southern League. 4-0. Knoxville takes down Rocket City in game one of a doubleheader. The 1-0. McCabe takes a strike in the outer half at 91 with a fastball. And the count evens 1-1. Everything else currently in action. Top of the sixth inning, Pensacola and Montgomery are tied at one. And the pitch is hit on a chop to Brown at second. He fires to Warren at first and quickly two away. Chattanooga and Birmingham in the top of the fifth inning. The Barons lead it 1-0. And getting ready in just a couple of moments, game two of a doubleheader between Knoxville and Rocket City. Two out, nobody on. The switch hitter Compton digs in from the left side. The pitch from Hunt is a curveball and a called strike one. Compton struck out swinging on a slider back in the second. The 0-1 is a called strike, too. Pounds the mid on the outer half. Fastball at 91. It counts at no balls and two strikes. It's been quite the start so far for Casey Hunt. After getting knocked out in the first inning of his last start, fires the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Four strikeouts and four shutout innings. And the ball is in the Shuckers bullpen. Wait a minute. It's ruled a drop third strike. Compton's at second. Restituyo gets to it. And everybody on the Shuckers infield is wildly confused. Miller threw it by Warren at first. And Compton gets to second. It's a drop third strike. And instead of four shutout innings and a fourth strikeout for Hunt, the inning continues. So two outs, runner on second. Geraldo Quintero digs in. Switch hitter from the left side. Hunt deals. Quintero hits it on one, hop to short. Pratt has it by his ankles, fires to first. Well, it took one extra pitch, but that ends the inning. A two-out miscue does not come back to haunt the Shuckers. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through three and a half, and we are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mizorowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memories. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mizorowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers in Flintstone still scoreless. A Friday night from Keyser Federal Park. Righty Brock Wilkin digs in for the Shuckers against the righty Lucas Braun. First pitch of the fourth inning from Braun comes home. And it's a called strike at the knees. And Braun gets ahead. Wilkin drew his team-leading ninth walk of the season back in the first. Shuckers, no runs, two hits, and an error. No runs, two hits, and an error as well for Columbus. The 0-1. Slider, check swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count evens 1-1. So we have a scoring update on the weird and wacky drop third strike in the fourth. It goes down as a strikeout for Hunt and an E2 with the throw, airmailing Warren and going into the Shuckers bullpen. The 1-1. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. But it was a weird and wacky play. The Shuckers didn't realize that it was a drop third strike, so they threw it around. They were throwing it around the diamond to end the inning, and all of a sudden the ball got away and into short right. Everybody was walking off. The 2-1 dribbled foul at the plate, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Wilkin digs back in. Right-handed bats for each base in every single game this series. Braun delivers. Misses away, and it's 3-2. And Wilkin's gone on base in every game this series, despite not having recorded a hit in this series. He's drawn six walks in the first four games of this set. The 3-2. Wilkin drives it. Way deep. Adios. Weigun. The first rocket of the year is off the bat at 110, 413 feet. Shuckers up 1-0. That thing was demolished to left. Oh, my goodness. What a shot from Wilkin. His first of the year. And the Shuckers up 1-0. Darian Miller digs in from the left side. The pitch. Miller pops it to left. In comes Quintero. Now drifts back on it. Almost drops it. Makes a catch. Kind of stuck his glove out near his hip. And now one away for the righty, Luke Adams. One out, nobody on. Braun delivers. Adams takes a slider for strike one. You know you hit the ball hard when the left fielder doesn't even move, and that's exactly what happened. Quintero just stood there. The pitch, swing and a miss on a slider away. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Didn't even give a courtesy jog. Saw it, and that thing disappeared over the street into the apartment complex. The 0-2 misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, dribbled foul off the netting and into the Klingstones dugout. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2. Adams pops it up. Out to short left. Ogins, the third baseman, backpedals. Connolly's over from short, calls him off, makes the catch in short left. And Adams is retired for the second out. In steps Xavier Warren, switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Braun. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball in the outer half. The pitch backdoors a slider, but it just misses away at 79. The count evens 1-1. Sheckers up 1-0 on the Brock Wilkin homer. Two out, nobody on the bottom of the fourth. The 1-1 misses away. Sinker at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Cutter away at 88, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Warren's at the very back of the left-handed box. Gets the pitch from Braun. He dribbles it foul off his back foot. That's got to hurt. He goes out of the box towards the Shuckers dugout and starts to flex that left leg and his hands on his knees for a moment. Two balls, two strikes, two away. 1-0. Shuckers lead it. Bottom of the fourth inning. Giving Casey Hunt some run support. Now the pitch from Braun. Curveball is a called strike three. Dots the top of the zone at 77. And that ends the inning. But not before the first Brock Wilkin bomb of the season. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the fifth. Shuckers 1. Clingstone's nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
After Brock Wilkin murders at baseball, family might be looking for him because that thing was demolished. 4-13 off the bat. Give the Shuckers a 1-0 lead to the fifth. And the first pitch from Casey Hunt is a curveball and a called strike one against the righty Kevin Kilpatrick, who drew a walk back in the second in his only plate appearance. Casey Hunt works quick. He delivers, and it misses up. Shuckers up 1-0. The first Brock Wilkin homer of the year off the bat at 110 goes 413 feet into the apartment complex across the street. The pitch is a called strike two. He got his pitch, and he was all over it. He wasn't going to miss it. One of the farthest homers we've seen here in the past couple of years. The 1-2 delivery. Kilpatrick takes low, and the count evens 2-2. Casey Hunt working right now at the Casey Hunt. The Sheckers have gotten to know and love over the past year plus. He's working quick. He's working efficient. And everything's working for him right now. 57 pitches so far. He comes home. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. He struck out 4, given up 2 hits, walked just 1. It's his 2025 debut at Kiesler Federal Park. Now the payoff. Hit through the right side for a base hit. Lined off the mat at 106, and Kilpatrick becomes the third leadoff batter to reach tonight for Columbus. And it brings up the righty, Keyshawn Ogins. Time for a check of the Broussard's Barbershop. Text the booth line. As always, you can join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. First pitch to the righty, Ogins, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. We'd like to say a big hello to a couple members of the Hunt family. Aunt Karen and Uncle Alan are watching the Sheckers and cheering on their nephew Casey Hunt from Martinsville, New Jersey tonight. They've got to be impressed with what Casey's done so far. The 1-0 delivery. Pot foul. Out of play, first base side, and the count evens 1-1. Ogins 0-for-1 tonight, flat to right back in the second. Runner off first with nobody on. The pitch, curveball misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. We'd also like to say a big hello to Dominic Mercier, who's tuning in tonight. Sheckers up 1-0, 2-1 the count, one on, nobody out. Check over to first, and Kilpatrick's back to the base in time. The pitch, runner off to second. Pitch misses up. Miller's throw on the third base side. The tag, not in time. And Kilpatrick swipes second. Now runner in scoring position for the Klingstones. The count's at 3-0. Klingstones tonight 0-for-4 with a runner in scoring position. The 3-1, Ogins takes up and in, and it's the second walk of the night allowed by Hunt. Brings up the lefty, Kobe Cotto. And Sheckers pitching coach Josh Spence is out to the hill. Reminder, fans, tonight's broadcast sponsored by Gulf South Law Firm. If you were to love one, have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today at gulfsouthlaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Sheckers. Kobe Cotto set to bat against Casey Hunt as the meeting departs. Whole infield's in. And Josh Spence, the Sheckers pitching coach, is back to the first base dugout. Also, big hello on the text the booth line to Ron, Maria, Glenn, and Faith, listening from Section 103. Also, a big hello to WXXV Sports Director, Jevin McCoskey, tuning in as well tonight. The pitch to Cotto misses up and away for ball one. Cotto spent part of last year in the Independent Atlantic League, near and dear to my heart. Cotto spent some time with the York Revolution. A very fun team. A lot of success as well for that franchise. The 1-0. Fouled off his front foot, and the count evens at 1-1. And the reason why it's near and dear to my heart is that's where I got my start in my career, with the High Point Rockers of the Atlantic League. It's considered the best of the independent leagues. The ranking goes the Atlantic League, the American Association, Frontier League, and then Pioneer League of the top four. A lot of former big leaguers go there. Runners dance. Now they're off to second and third. The throw to second. The tag. Not in time. Ogins moves up. Kilpatrick swipes third. And it's ruled a ball. Now the count's at 2-1. And Hunt right now trying to get those calls in the outer half. Unable to get any of them right now. And runners on second and third. The pitch. Cotto swings and misses. Change up low at 85. And he counts at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Cotto last year in the Atlantic League, 255 average, 27 stolen bases. Some good numbers in a league with a lot of former big leaguers, whether on the pitching side or the hitting side. The 2-2 to Cotto. He swings and chops it foul first base side. And the count stays at 2-2. For example, my year in the Atlantic League, 2021, it was everybody from Mitch Atkins, who used to pitch with the Chicago Cubs back in the day, to Logan Morrison. David Robertson showed up and threw a couple of appearances. So a lot of former big league talent across the Atlantic League. Some fun baseball. The 2-2. Rolled weakly to short. Pratt charges, snags it, quickly goes to first. It beats Cotto, but Kilpatrick comes home. Ogins to third, and we're knotted at one. One out, go-ahead run at third for the Queenstones. And the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, digs in. Shuckers draw the infield in. They had a lot of success with that last weekend against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The pitch, Rodriguez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Three games in that series, and the Shuckers, with a runner on third, less than two outs, pulled the infield in and got the runner breaking, who they went on contact at the plate. The 1-0. Check swing, fouled off, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers defense this year is a real good group. Cooper Pratt at short, one of the highlights. Eric Brown Jr. has been real good at second. Luke Adams, Xavier Warren over at first, Brock Wilkins and Adams over at third. The 1-1 misses up. The count goes to 2-1. Time's called. The ball gets away. Up in the Shuckers bullpen, it's Mark Manfredi. And here comes another Shuckers dugout. Everybody's leaning over the rail and trying to help out and snag it, but it trickles all the way down behind home plate. Hunt's about to throw his 74th pitch of the day. Shuckers have the infield in, knotted at 1 in the 5th. Hunt delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Strikeout here would be huge for Hunt. Now the pitch. Rodriguez slices it foul. Third base side and into the seats. And the count stays at 2-2. Manfredi continues to get warm. The 2-2. Misses up and in, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers and Klingstones knotted at 1 in the 5th. The pitch blooped out to center. Lara's back on it, under it. Ogins is ready to tag. Lara makes the catch. Ogins tags from third. The throw home cut off by Warren off the back of the mound. It's a sac fly for Rodriguez, his 4th RBI of the year. And the Queenstones take a 2-1 lead. Cal Connolly digs in, a switch hitter that bats from the left side against the righty Hunt. 2-1 Queenstones. Two runs on just three hits for the Queenstones. The pitch from Hunt is a called strike at the knees. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Connolly tonight, 0 for 2. Two ground outs. The 0-1. Popped foul. Out of play behind home plate. The count's at no balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2. Curveball fouled off his back foot. And the count stays at 0-2. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone with a fastball at 90. And that ends the inning. Two runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. Queenstones 2, Shuckers 1 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Shuckers trail it 2-1. We enter the last of the fifth inning. Righty Lucas Braun is back to work, and he faces the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. First pitch, Murray dribbles it foul at the plate, and we're off and running. Murray tonight 0-1. Shuckers have their only run off a leadoff homer in the fourth inning from Brock Wilkin. The 0-1. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers tonight, one run, three hits, and an error. Two runs, three hits, and an error for the Queenstones. The 1-1, Murray takes a strike. A slider at 84, and the count's at 1-2. Braun kicks and delivers. Murray swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And now one away for the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. Restituyo's 0-1 tonight, crowded out to third back in the third inning. Shuckers down 2-1 in the last of the fifth. Mark Manfredi continues to get warm in the Shuckers' pen. You think that the sixth is likely his. The pitch, curveball, smacked foul off the top of the netting, third base side. The count's at no balls and a strike. Braun's 0-1. Slider fouled back to the screen. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 curveball misses up and in. Almost gets Restituyo. It counts at 1-2. Restituyo is rocking some colorful spikes tonight. Orange and yellow cleats. Really pop with the white pants. The 1-2. Restituyo fouls it straight back. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Slider popped foul. First base side and into the seats. And the count stays at 1-2. A nice crowd here on the first Fireworks Friday of the year. A lot of energy. A lot of noise as well. It's been a good one, too. 2-1. Clingstones over the Shuckers. Last of the fifth inning. Braun delivers. Restituyo takes low and away. Changeup at 85, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Restituyo fouls it back in our direction and out of play. Braun sets the belt. Now the 2-2. Curveball. Restituyo lines it towards left. On comes Quintero. And it's down for a base hit. Restituyo rounds first. And he has hits in back-to-back games with the Shuckers. And it puts on the time run with one away for Eric Brown Jr.
Number 20, Eric Brown,
Brown's had himself a nice start to the season. 1-for-2 tonight with a single. He's done a great job at getting the ball into the air this season. 17 balls in play this year. 13 of them have been either a line drive or a fly ball. Braun delivers. Misses low and away. Sinker at 90. And Brown gets ahead. Restituyo's got some speed over at first. 1-for-1 on stolen bases this year. Stole over 20 last year in Double-A in the Rockies organization. Dances off first. The 1-0. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Restituyo, his lead includes a number of different hops back and forth. It's almost little shuffles when he takes his lead. He takes one step, now shuffles 2 more steps, and now dances back and forth. Takes another hop to second. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, a sinker at 90. And the count's at 2-1. 2-1 Clingstones over the Shuckers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Braun comes set. Restituyo again takes his lead. Check over. And he scrambles back to the bag. The thing with Restituyo is the hops aren't big hops. They're little hops. And it keeps his body low to the ground. So in case Braun throws over, he quickly gets back to the bag. It's not like he's jumping more than an inch in the air. Now he shuffles back and forth, and the balls of his feet off of first. Takes another step, the 2-1. He's off to second. Brown fouls it off. Count evens 2-2. Restituyo would have beat it by a mile. That was a terrific jump. But he goes back to first. That white jersey is no longer white. It's got a big streak of dirt down the front of it. And all down the right pant leg. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. We'll see if Restituyo goes again. That was a terrific jump. It dances off the balls of his feet. And now Brown calls time and steps out. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The Shuckers down 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Check over to first, Restituyo. Just gets back in time. He did a smart job when he dove back. He dove to the very back corner and sort of arched his right arm around. Avoided the tag of Drew Compton. Sort of a swim move kind of way. 2-2 the count. Restituyo dances back and forth. Now the pitch. Brown tips it in a delayment for strike three. And there's two away. There's a slider off the outer half at 84. And now Luis Lara digs in. The righty Landon Harper is warming up for Columbus. Braun about to throw his 74th pitch of the day. 51 strikes. Shuckers trail it 2-1. Lara in from the left side. Check over to first. And Restituyo's back in time. You get two failed pickoff attempts per batter with a base runner on. Braun used both on Restituyo with Brown up, and he's used one of two now again as Restituyo bounces back and forth. The pitch to Lara is a called strike. Cutter at 87, and the count's of no balls and a strike. Lara tonight is 1-for-2, single last time up in the third inning. He's now reached base in three straight. The 0-1. Misses up and in. And it counts even in a ball and a strike. Restituyo takes his lead off first. Compton holds him on. Now the pitch. Lara takes strike two on the outer half. A fastball at 92. It counts at a ball and two strikes. Braun tonight has showcased three different kinds of fastballs. He's thrown the regular four-seam fastball, then a cutter, then a sinker. So it's one category of just the fastball, but three different kinds of fastballs in the arsenal. The 1-2 pitch, Lara takes away, and the count evens 2-2. Cooper Pratt's on deck. Shuckers would love a couple of base runners for Pratt. He's been a catalyst for this offense in the early going, despite being all 20 years old. Check over to first, and Restituyo's back in plenty of time. That's the final failed pickoff attempt for Braun. Next time over to first, he either has to get Restituyo or Restituyo gets second. The 2-2, Restituyo's off. Lara chops it first base side foul. And Restituyo has tried to steal second twice. And both times, the pitchman's been fouled off. And both times, it's been a terrific jump. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Restituyo walks back to first. Braun cannot pick over to first again and failed to get Restituyo. Restituyo takes a big lead off of first. Hops back and forth. Now the pitch, he's off to second. Lara chops it first base side. Couple hops right to Compton, who snags it on top of the bag. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth. Mark Manfredi comes in as the Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop. Call to the bullpen. Clingstone's up 2-1 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's. BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
The Shuckers make a Bruce Arch Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. Schedule your next cut today. 228-697-3180. Lefty Mark Manfredi's in. His first pitch is fouled back. The righty Jason DeLay. And we're off and running in the sixth. Manfredi, 6'4", 235-pound lefty. It's his third appearance of the year. He's gone an inning and a third. No runs allowed. Three walks and two strikeouts. The pitch lined up the middle by Brown and into center for a base hit. Brown thought about a leap, but it was just out of his reach. DeLay reaches and brings up the switch hitter, David McCabe. Casey Hunt, his final line and his first home start of the season, gives up two runs on three hits in five innings, two walks, five strikeouts, and 81 pitches. McCabe bats from the right side for the first time tonight. Manfredi delivers. Misses up and away for ball one. And Freddie made his last appearance on Tuesday night in the home opener against the Clingstones. Won a third of an inning, one walk, no hits. The pitch misses up and away. And the count's at 2-0. That was a fastball at 91. And Freddie originally drafted as a starter in the ninth round out of Dayton in the Atlantic 10 Conference. Moved to a relief role last year in High A. The 2-0 is a called strike at the knees at 91. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Manfredi spent 2 years at junior college at Sinclair Community College before he spent his final 2 years at Dayton in the Atlantic 10. Dayton, as a school, a lot more known for basketball than they are for baseball. The 3-1 is a called strike on the inside corner. The count goes 3-2. The first four of the NCAA tournament every single year is held in Dayton. Coming into the COVID year, when the NCAA tournament was canceled, Dayton was regarded as one of the best teams in the whole country. The 3-2 pitch misses low, the runner's off, but it doesn't matter. It's ball four, and the first two reach brings up the switch hitter, Drew Compton. Dayton as a university has just had 19 players drafted on the baseball side in program history. Manfredi was the first draft pick since Riley Tirada was drafted in 2021 in the 12th round. Mariano Riccardi was drafted in the 18th round that year. One of just four draft picks since 2013. The pitch misses inside of the switch hitter Compton, and the count's at 1-0. And of those players, even making it to Double-A is a big accomplishment. A total of eight players in program history have ever reached Double-A. The 1-0 to Compton is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. A couple have made it to the big leagues, though, the big one being Jerry Blevins. That's a fun little throwback name. A longtime big league career with the A's, Nationals, Mets, and Braves. Both runners dance. The 1-1 to Compton. Swing and a miss. The count goes to 1-2. And Freddie's hoping to join the likes of those guys who have made the big league level. Jerry Blevins, Craig Stammen, and Mike Hochschild. Stammen and Blevins, the two longtime big leaguers, 13 years for Stammen's, 12 years for Blevins. As Manfredi The 1-2. Lined up the middle, two hops in a center for a base hit. DeLay rounds third and gets the stop sign. Lara bobbles it, and DeLay comes home. Compton a single. And it's now 3-1 Clingstones. Out comes Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. As it's a 3-1 Clingstones lead, runners on first and second. Spence heads back to the Shuckers dugout. While he's on his way back, we'll take 10 seconds. Station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. Javik Blake alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers down 3-1 on an E8 by Luis Larda in center. Pitch for Manfredi. This is inside to the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero, who's up from the right side. It is not an RBI for Drew Compton, who's at first. Steven McCabe's at second. First three have reached here in the sixth inning. The pitch for Manfredi. Rolled left side of the infield. Wilkins snags it, goes to second for one. Brown to first. Not in time. Quintero beats it out. McCabe to third. And now one away for the righty, Kevin Kilpatrick. One out. Runners in the corners. Shuckers down 3-1 in the sixth. The pitch for Manfredi misses low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We'll take a look around the Brewers organization, where it's a wild one already in Myrtle Beach in single A. And Freddie checks over to first and now throws over to first. Quintero's back in time. Bottom of the second, Carolina and Myrtle Beach are knotted at five, and Myrtle Beach is the bases loaded with just one away. Meanwhile, bottom of the sixth inning in high A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers knotted at one with the Quad Cities River Bandits. It's been quite a start for Bishop Letson. The pitch is lifted foul, first base side and out of play. The count evens 1-1. Letson, five shutout innings, no walks, eight strikeouts in his second high A start. In Triple A, 4-0, the Sounds lead it over Memphis. The 1-1. Kilpatrick takes strike two, top of the zone. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Kilpatrick, a single and a walk tonight. He's also recorded three stolen bases. Lefty man Freddie comes set. Now the 1-2. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count evens at 2-2. Clingstones have scored three unanswered. The pitch, runner off the second. Kilpatrick bloops it to short right. In comes Restituyo, and it's down for a base hit. McCabe scores. Quintero to third. Restituyo fires it in. It's an RBI single for Kilpatrick, and it's a 4-1 Clingstones lead.
Third baseman, number one, Keyshawn Ogie.
Kilpatrick's now reached base three times tonight with runners in the corners. He might be looking for his fourth stolen base of the night as well. Oh, Shuckers trail it 4-1 against the Clingstones. The pitch to the righty Ogets is a called strike one. No double-A player this year has recorded 4 stolen bases in a game. The 0-1. Check over to first. Warren snags it, runner off to second. Now a throw to third. The tag, not in time, and everybody's safe. Kevin Kilpatrick becomes the first double-A player since Chandler Simpson in August of last year to swipe 4 bags in a single game, and now runners at second and third. Checkers bring the infield in, and there's one away. They trail it 4-1. Lefty man Freddie delivers to Ogets. Shot, first base side, into the camera well, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Ogets 0-for-1 tonight with a walk. By the way, 4 stolen bases today for Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., which is the 4th time that's happened in double-A since last year. The pitch, fouled back. And we'll do it again. So it's not something that happens very often. Cody Milligan, Chandler Simpson, and Travis Josenberger, the 3 to do it last year. Simpson did it against the Shuckers. Milligan did it against Birmingham, and Josenberger did it against Altoona in the Eastern League. The 0-2. Lifted foul, first base sign. And the count stays at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Shuckers down 4-1 in the 6th. Manfredi delivers. Misses low. Miller blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-2. Manfredi comes set. Now the pitch. Ogets fouls it off the instep of his front foot. He stays alive, but a painful way to do it. The count stays at 1-2. By the way, with Casey Hunt's start today, the Shuckers' starting rotation continues what has been a real nice start to the season. 2 runs in 5 innings. They now rock a 3.67 team ERA through their first 7 starts. The 1-2 delivery. Ogets lines it out to left center. Murray and Lara come together. Lara makes the catch in left center. Quintero tags from third. The throw is cut off towards third by Pratt. Quintero scores. It's a sack fly for Ogets. And it's 5-1 Clingstones. That's the 3rd run of the inning for the Clingstones. They've scored 5 unanswered. And 3 more in the 6th inning. That means 16 of their 18 runs this series have come in the 6th inning or later. 2 out. Runner on second. Pitch to Cotto. Misses inside. And the left-handed bat gets ahead in the count. 1-0. Clingstones yesterday scored 5 after the 6th. On Wednesday, 1 run in the 6th or later, and on Tuesday, 7 in the 6th or later. The 1-0 misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. In fact, if you go back to the 5th inning in every single game, then all 18 runs this series have come after the 4th inning. They haven't scored a run the first 4 innings. They've scored a lot after that. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 2-1. A fastball at 92. The 2-1 misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Shuckers trail at 5-1. The pitch for Manfredi Decato is a called strike two. Fastball at 93 in the outer half. The count's at three balls and two strikes. The 3-2. Fouled back and out of play. We'll do it again. Manfredi comes set. Have a payoff. Cotto chops it left side of the infield. Warren dives. Brown dives as well. Brown makes the catch around third. The runner, the throw to Miller. The tag, not in time. And Kilpatrick scores from second on a ball that doesn't get out of the infield. And Darian Miller is unhappy right now behind the plate. The ball beat him, and Miller right now thinking that the tag got to him before Kilpatrick scored. It's an RBI infield single, and it's 6-1. Carlos Rodriguez digs in. Warren and Brown both dove. Brown got it on the back of the infield. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch, runner off to second. It's a called strike. The throw to second, a good one. The tag is not in time. Cotto swipes second. It is the sixth stolen base for the Queenstones tonight, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Manfredi delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez is the eighth guy to hit this inning. Four hits for the Queenstones, four runs, and an error. Manfredi's 0-2. Rodriguez spoils it foul, third base side, and the count stays at 0-2. The 0-2. Slider misses away. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Rodriguez spoils it foul, third base side again. And the count stays at 1-2. Cal Conley's on deck. He's the only guy that has not come up to bat this inning as the Queenstones lead it 6-1. Manfredi delivers. Rodriguez swings and misses. And that ends the inning. In the frame, four runs, four hits, an error, one runner left on base. The Queenstones have scored six unanswered. And they lead it 6-1 after 5.5. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Lucas Bronze out for his sixth inning on the hill, and the Shuckers trying to come back in this one. Clay Stones have scored six unanswered, and they lead it 6-1 as we move to the last of the sixth inning. Cooper Pratt first up. Bats from the right side against the righty Braun. First pitch, Pratt takes at the knees for strike one, a sinker at 90. Pratt tonight is 0-2. Smashed a liner, but right at the shortstop, Connolly back in the first, and then lined out the second in the third. The 0-1. He swings and tips it foul off the catcher delay and back to the screen. The count's at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Already Braun out of the stretch sets. Now delivers. Pratt drives it towards short center. In comes Kilpatrick, now runs back on it, spins around, settles under it, and he makes the catch for the first down. One out, nobody on, and already Brock Woken digs in. Shockers trail it 6-1. We're in the last of the sixth inning. We're in the fourth game of a six-game set. Clingstone's won two of the first three. The pitch. Wilkin takes up and in for ball one. Wilkin's the reason the Shuckers have a run right now. He demolished a homer back in the fourth. Off the bat at 110, 413 feet deep into the night and left. Braun delivers. Wilkin takes a slider at the knees for strike one. The 1-1. Wilkin drives it deep to left. Quintero back. Warning track. Wall. Gone. It's a multi-homer night for Brock Wilkin. And it's now 6-2. Off the bat at 95. It goes 358 feet. And it's Wilkins' first multi-hit performance of the year. And what a way to do it. Two homers. And the Shuckers are back on the board.
Here's catch number 29, Darius Miller.
Left-handed hitting Darian Miller digs in. Shuckers now trail at 6-2. The pitch to Miller. He takes up and away for ball one. Shuckers now have had five home runs in this series. Three on Tuesday, two tonight. The 1-0 to Miller. Misses a, no, it's a called strike on the outer half. A cutter at 87. And the count's at 1-1. Brock Wilkin tonight. 770 feet worth of homers. The 1-1 is a slider and a called strike two. One at 77. Miller's 0-2 tonight. Fly out to center and a fly out to left. Braun, the 1-2. Fouled from the base side and out of play. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Miller pops it up out to short right. Rodriguez is in on it. Cotto is out. And Carlos Rodriguez makes the catch. Now two away. And that brings out manager Cody Gabella. And after 90 pitches, Lucas Braun is done for the night. New pitcher coming on. It's a Bruce Hart's Barbershop. Call to the pen. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
When you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
In steps Luke Adams for the Shuckers. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail at 6-2. Highlight tonight's been Brock Wilkins' multi-home run performance, one in the fourth and another in the sixth. The Shuckers still down by four. Landon Harper now in his first pitch. He's a fastball and a called strike one. The pitch. Adams ropes it to short, but it is right to Conley, and that ends the inning. Very quick and easy performance for Landon Harper. That gets the Clingstones out of the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. 6-2 Clingstones, and Nick Merkel's coming in for the Shuckers when we come back on the Shuckers Radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. Schedule your next cut today. 228-697-3180. Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. Ready, Nick Merkel comes on. Cal Connolly digs in from the left side. First pitch. Connolly takes up and away, and it is ball one. Mark Manfredi done after an inning. Gives up 4 runs on 4 hits. 1 walk and a strikeout. All 4 of the runs are earned. The 1-0 is a called strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. Merkel makes his 3rd appearance of the season. 3 walks, 1 strikeout, but he's gone 4 shutout innings. A lot of ground balls for him to begin the year. The 1-1, bunt shown, bunted foul, 3rd base side, and the count goes to 1-2. He's got a fastball, knuckle curve, and a slider for the 6'7", 230-pound right-hander, native of Spokane, Washington. Merkel delivers. Connolly dribbles it foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Connolly's 0-for-3 tonight, a strikeout, 2 ground outs. One of them was a ground out into a double play back in the 1st inning. Counts it a ball and 2 strikes. Merkel delivers. Line foul. Out of play in the 3rd base side. And the count stays at 1-2. By the way, fans, Shuckers are back tomorrow night. It's their 1st game of the year as the Biloxi King Cakes at the crossbody bag giveaway. First pitch presented by Kaneka Sausage. The 1-2 delivery. Connolly chops it over Merkel's head. Pratt to his left at short, grabs it on the 1st base side to 2nd, fires to 1st. And Connolly's retired for the 1st out. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. Gates open at 5 for your tickets, go to BiloxiShuckers.com. Brings up the righty, Jason DeLay. 6-2, the Clingstones lead it in the top of the 7th. 6 runs on 7 hits for the Clingstones. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Shuckers. The pitch misses low and away with a knuckle curve. And the count's at a ball and no strikes. DeLay is 1-for-3 tonight. Single back last inning. The pitch lifted out to deep left. Murray back on it at the warning track. And DeLay hits his 1st homer of the year. Over the wall in left center, 370 feet. Off the bat at 99. And it's 7-2. It's the 3rd homer of the year for the Clingstones. And David McCabe now steps in. McCabe 1-for-2 tonight with a double. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Clingstones have now scored at least 5 runs in 4 of their last 5. The 0-1 misses low, and the count evens 1-1, and they've now scored 20 runs in this series in the 5th inning or later. They have not scored a run in the 1st 4 innings of this series, but 5th inning on is been their jam. 20 runs over the final 5 innings of a game. The pitch lifted towards center. Lara's back on it. It's a line shot. He reaches up. It's over his head, and it takes 2 hops off the wall. McCabe jogs to 2nd. Lara fires it in, and it's a booming double for McCabe. His 2nd double of the night. That was off the bat at 106, and it brings up the switch hitter, Drew Compton. Compton is 1-for-3 tonight, singled back in the 6th inning. He struck out twice. 7-2, the Clingstones lead it. Alrighty, Merkel delivers. Compton takes away for ball 1. McCabe's at second, one away. Already one run in the inning. Clingstones have scored in three straight innings, two in the fifth, four in the sixth, and one here in the seventh. The 1-0. Fouled back and out of play. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Knuckle curve low at 86. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Merkel's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Knuckle curve low at 85, and now two away. The switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Quintero's 0 for 3 tonight. Checkers trail at 7-2 in the top of the seventh. Merkel delivers. Knuckle curve, and it's a called strike on the outer half. Merkel, the 0-1, misses up, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. The 2-1, knuckle curve away, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Checkers down 7-2 in the seventh. Merkel delivers. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 91. And the count's at 3-2. McCabe's at second. He scorched a double to center off the bat at 106. Count now full. The payoff pitch. Roped first base side. It is a foul ball. Couple of hops towards the corner. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Clingstones lead it 7-2, and David McCabe is at second. Merkel deals. Golfed out to right center. Restituccia, the right fielder, over. Under it. Waits forever for it to come down and makes the catch. That ends the inning. The Clingstones answer on Wilkins' second homer with DeLay's first homer of the season. One run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Time to stretch. Shuckers down 7-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Then Harper's back to work, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. First pitch of the bottom half comes home, and it is a called strike one. Fastball at 89. Klingstones lead the Shuckers 7-2. Fourth game of this six-game set. Klingstones 1-2 of the first three. The 0-1. Warren takes inside, and the count evens 1-1. Well, the Shuckers today, as they do every Friday, the clubhouse celebrates Hawaiian Friday. Something manager Joe Arolt's had throughout majority of his career. The 1-1. Warren fists it foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. It all originated with Keston Hira. Hira, almost 1,000 at-bats in the big leagues. When he was in the Brewers organization, he was with Joe Arolt, High A, Carolina. The pitch, check swing, and the home plate umpire rules Warren goes around. And now one away. The changeup of 80, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. But when Hira was with Joe Arolt, High A, Carolina, back in 2018, he would wear a Hawaiian shirt all the time to the ballpark. The pitch to the righty Murray. Swing and a miss at a slider, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. So Joe Arolt adopted it every Friday for whatever team he managed, 2018 onwards. Fridays were Hawaiian Fridays. Everybody got a Hawaiian shirt. The 0-1 slider misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Well, today was the first Hawaiian Friday of the season for the Shuckers, and everybody was decked out in their Hawaiian shirts. And half the Shuckers team became seamstresses. The 1-1. Murray ropes it to second. Cotto climbs the ladder, and he snags it. Off the bat at 1-0-2, and Murray's robbed. Now two away for Vladimir Restituyo. And the Shuckers, you just don't know what they can do at this point. Every hard-hit ball's been at somebody on the infield on the left side the past 2 days. It's been tough luck for the Shuckers. Two out, nobody on. The pitch to the left, the righty Restituyo. Is a called strike one. Yesterday, they were robbed five different times by Cade Bunnell. And today, a couple of hard hit balls up the middle and right at defenders. And the Shuckers, two outs, nobody on. The pitch lifted towards short center. Kilpatrick on under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. Shuckers down 7-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
We ended the eighth. Shuckers trail at 7-2, and the righty Nick Merkel is back to work on the hill. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. stands in. He's had himself quite the night, 2-for-2, and 4 stolen bases. Fourth guy in Double-A to do that since the start of last season. And the righty Nick Merkel, out of the stretch with nobody on, delivers the first pitch of the eighth. It misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Klingstones have scored in 3 straight innings, 2 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, and 1 in the 7th. Merkel's 1-0. Is a called strike. Slider at 88, and count evens 1-1. Klingstones have scored 20 runs this series, and every single one has come after the 4th inning. The 1-1 delivery. Lifted foul, out of play, first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. And they've only scored 4 runs off the Shuckers starting staff in 21 innings. Shuckers starting pitching has been well. Casey Hunt, good start today. Tate Keener, good start yesterday. And the 1-2 misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. And you look back earlier in the week, Wednesday was terrific. Alexander Corneal, 6 shutout innings, gave up just 1 hit. Best Double-A debut in Shuckers franchise history. The 2-2. Rolled to short. Bit of a weird hop to Pratt, but he snags it. Fires to first, and it's in time. It took a bit of a weird cue off the mound and the slant, but Pratt didn't really have to move. Brings up the righty, Keyshawn Ogins. And then on Tuesday, a real nice Double-A debut for Abdiel Mendoza with the Shuckers. A Shuckers debut, not a Double-A debut. 7 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits, and no runs allowed. But the Klingstones have really come alive in the late innings of every game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 91, and it counts at no balls and a strike. Ogins tonight is 0-for-1. Sack fly, walk, and a fly out to right. The 0-1 for Merkel. Misses up. The count evens 1-1. Shuckers will be back in action tomorrow. 6:05 start against the Klingstones. Nate Peterson gets the start for the Shuckers. It's a King Cakes crossbody bag giveaway presented by Kaneko Sausage for the first 1,000 fans. The 1-1. Ogins chops it weakly to short. A couple of hops to Pratt. He snags it. Fires a bit high to first. Good job by Warren. Was able to reach up and snag it. Now 2 down for the lefty, Kobe Cotto. Cotto is 1-for-3 tonight in his Braves organization debut. 2 runs driven in with a single back in the 6th. 7-2 Klingstones, 2 out, nobody on. The pitch. Cotto swings and misses. Change up away at 87. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Cotto, former York Revolution in the Atlantic League last year. Signed this past offseason as a free agent. The 0-1. Cotto swings and misses. And the count goes to 0-2. It's 2 former indie ball guys going at it. Nick Merkel, a former member the Missoula Paddleheads in the Pioneer League, and Cotto, a former member of the York Revolution in the Atlantic League, going at it here 2 steps away from the big leagues in Double-A. The 0-2 for Merkel. Dribbled foul towards the Shuckers' dugout first base side, and the count stays 0-2. The 0-2 misses up and away. Fastball to 92, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Clingstones lead it 7-2, two outs, nobody on in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch, Cotto lines it out to left, in comes Murray, and it takes two hops to him. Cotto's got a multi-hit performance in his Clingstones debut. And now one on, two away, and up comes Carlos Rodriguez at the top of the order. He's 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI and a single. So far, the Clingstones, 7 runs on 10 hits. Most hits they've had in a game this series since Tuesday when they had 11 in an extra inning affair. The pitch from Merkel misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Cotto's off first. Merkel comes set. Checks over to first. And Cotto's back in time. The pitch, runner off to second. It misses up and away. Merkel the throw, the tag. And the call is safe. Pratt thought he had him, but Cotto picks up his second stolen base of the night. It's the 7th stolen base allowed tonight by the Shuckers, and the 18th of this season for the Clingstones. The 2-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Pitch. Now a check over to second and a fake. Nobody's there. Cotto's back in plenty of time. The pitch is a slider and a called strike. Count goes to 3-1. Merkel out of the stretch, the 3-1. Misses up and away, and it's ball four. Now runners on first and second with two away, and in steps the switch hitter, Cal Conley. And that brings out Shuckers pitching coach, Josh Spence. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games have gone final. The Montgomery Biscuits take down the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 3-2 final. Biscuits at 4-2, Pensacola at 5-2. Game one of a doubleheader. Knoxville takes down Rocket City 4-0. The Smokies at 3-2, and the Trash Pandas at 2-3. Game two of the doubleheader, it's 5-3 Smokies over the Trash Pandas in the bottom of the third inning. Meanwhile, they're going deep into the night. In Chattanooga, the Barons in the 11th lead Chattanooga 4-1. Birmingham is Biloxi's next opponent. Shuckers, a Monday bus trip up, and then Tuesday through Sunday at Regents Field in Birmingham. Always one of the more fun stops in the Southern League. Great ballpark and a beautiful city as well. A lot of fun food options as well. The pitch lifted foul, third base side and out of play, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Birmingham by far the largest metropolitan area in the Southern League. Regents Field, always one of the more fun visiting ballparks. It's absolutely gorgeous. A terrific backdrop of the city. The 0-1 delivery. Connolly takes a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. So feel free to join us. We encourage you to join us next week on the radio sign. Tuesday through Sunday, 7 o'clock starts. Throughout the week, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, knuckle curve off the inside corner, and that ends the inning. In the frame, no runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail at 7-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Back to the top of the Shuckers order, and the righty Eric Brown Jr. We go to the last of the eighth. Landon Harper's back to work, and the Shuckers trail it 7-2. Justin Yeager's warming up in the bullpen. Not a save opportunity, but a chance for him to get some work in the ninth inning. The Shuckers down 5. Pitch from Harper. Brown takes up and away, and it's ball one. Shuckers today at their first Hawaiian Friday of the year. Been a staple of Joe Arault managed teams since 2018. The pitch is a called strike outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Started back in 2018, Joe was the manager of the Carolina Mudcats. Back then, they were the high A affiliate of the Brewers. The 1-1. Brown lifts it right field line. Rodriguez after it, under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and the switch hitter Luis Lara digs in. But it all started, Keston Hira wore Hawaiian shirts every Friday to the ballpark. And that was something that manager Joe Arault adopted for a whole team-wide thing, and he's done it ever since. Luis Lara, all the guys showed up today in Hawaiian shirts. Lara's in from the left side. The pitch is lifted. Left field line, Quintero in on it on a dead sprint under it, and he makes the catch. And quickly, there are two away. But the best part about it was there were some guys who needed some alterations to it, like Ethan Murray, who was standing in the dugout, and Brock Woken was taking a pair of scissors to cut the sleeves off his Hawaiian shirt before infield practice today, or Tate Keener, who cut the collar and the sleeves off his Hawaiian shirt. Pratt's in from the right side. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's strike one. Two out, nobody on. Keener was the clubhouse leader today, said Joe Arault, best Hawaiian shirt. Wasn't really Hawaiian. The 0-1. Lifted out to left. Quintero back on it into the alleyway. Reaches up, makes a basket catch, and that ends the inning. Man, that was a quick inning from Landon Harper. Three up, three down, and it took about 2 minutes. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. Justin Yeager's on. Broussard's Barbershop, call to the bullpen. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids, But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split.
Oh, or maybe a root beer float.
Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We ended the ninth, and the Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. It's the righty Justin Yeager who makes his third appearance of the season. 2 2/3 innings, one walk, three strikeouts, and Yeager's allowed two earned runs, three runs total. Shuckers down 7-2. It is not a safe situation for Yeager, but an opportunity for the righty to get some work in. He has not pitched since Tuesday. In the series opener, Yeager faces the righty Jason DeLay. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Check swing. And it doesn't matter. It's a called strike two. It counts at a ball and two strikes. Yeager, 6'4", 215-pound righty. Three-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, and a sweeper. Now the 1-2. Lifted. First base side. Foul. Warren gives it a look, but it's out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch fouled off, first base side, and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Yeager delivers. DeLay takes a called strike three. Slider at the knees at 87. And DeLay's down on strikes, one away. And it brings up the switch hitter, David McCabe. Seven to two. Quang Stone's up on the Shuckers, top of the ninth inning. The pitch to the lefty. Is a called strike, and McCabe falls behind in the count, 0-1. McCabe tonight, 2-for-3, two doubles, and a ground out to second. Yeager delivers, misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Is a called strike two, fastball at 93. And the count's at a ball with two strikes. McCabe's at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch, in on the hands, fists it out to right center. Restituyo back on it, and he makes the catch. good wood on a fastball at 93, right on the inner half. But now two away, and the switch hitter Drew Compton digs in from the left side. Seven to two, the Clingstones lead it. Two out, nobody on, top of the ninth inning. Yeager delivers, swing and a miss. It's a slider at 86, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Compton tonight, 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Another slider, and it's 0-2. The pitch misses up, and the count's at 1-2. Yeager, a 1-2. Is a called strike 3, and that ends the inning. Yeager strikes out 2 in a perfect ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers down 7-2. They need 5 to tie, 6 to win on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more, splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
End of the bottom of the ninth inning. Attendance just announced for tonight. A nice crowd, 2,602. The first Friday night game of the season for the Shuckers at Keesler Federal Park. Still two more opportunities this series to see the Shuckers Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow night, 6:05 start. Sunday at 1:05. And the Shuckers down 7-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Landon Harper is back to the hill for the Clingstones. Brock Wilkins first up. He's had himself quite the night. 2-for-2, 2 solo homers and a walk. Harper delivers. Wilkin takes a slider top of the zone for strike one. The 0-1. Wilkin nubs it foul first base side, and the count goes to 0-2. Wilkin's trying to become the first Shucker with 3 or more homers in a game since Jefferson Caro did it in a series opener on May 16, 2023 at Chattanooga. Wilkin's got 2 tonight, down on the hole 0-2. The pitch, he takes up and in, and the count's at a ball and 2 strikes. Wilkin tonight has over 770 feet worth of homers. First one went 413. The 1-2. Wilkin takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Wilkin down looking on a curveball at 78. And it brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. Miller is 0-for-3 tonight. All three outs have been flyouts. One to center, one to left, one to right. 7-2, the Queenstones lead it in the ninth. Harper delivers. Miller pops it foul up in our direction, and it is out of play over our heads. And the count's at no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Miller checks his swing a quarter of the way. First base trick that third base umpire says he does not go. And the count's at 1-1. By the way, 2,602, the announced attendance tonight. That is the largest home crowd of the season in the opening series. The 1-1. Misses inside, and it's 2-1. Always good to see a lot of smiling faces out in the crowd. A lot of families out. Tonight, the first non-school night the Shackers have been at home this year. The 2-1 pitch. Miller drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Harper delivers. Miller takes low. Checks his swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes full. Harper's 3-2. Miller chops it first base side. Compton gets it on a couple of hops. Underhand flip to Harper, who taps the bag and retires Miller. Shuckers are down to their final out. And Landon Harper has retired 9 in a row since coming in relief. In fact, Queenstones pitching has retired 13 of the last 14. 7-2 Queenstones. Pitch to the righty, Luke Adams, is a slider and a called strike one. Righty-righty matchup, Harper against Adams. Adams 0-for-3 tonight. The 0-1. Adams takes strike two. Fastball in the outer half at 91. And the Shuckers are down to their final strike. The 0-2 from Harper. Adams takes a curveball low. And it counts it a ball and two strikes. Harper's 1-2. Adams pops it up. Out to short left center. Conley the shortstop under it. Makes the catch, and that ends it. Queenstones have come to Biloxi, and in the first meeting between these two teams in franchise history, they've won three of the first four, including a 7-2 win tonight at Kiesler Federal Park. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Landon Harper, a well-earned save. He faces 10 batters and retires all of them. No runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts. And he finishes things off quick and easy in this one. Harper, 3 1/3 innings and throws just 31 pitches. Shuckers fall by a 7-2 final. We'll take a break. Come back with postgame on the Shuckers Radio Network after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM
1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers fall tonight 7-2 against the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers at 1-6. The Clingstones at 3-3. And they've earned at least a series split in the first series between the Clingstones and the Shuckers in franchise history. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Clingstones. For the Shuckers, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. The win goes to Lucas Braun, who gave up just 2 earned runs on 5 hits in 5 2/3 innings with 4 strikeouts. The save goes to Landon Harper, who goes 3 1/3 innings on just 31 pitches. No runs, no walks, no hits. Goes 10 up, 10 down, and strikes out 2. The loss is yet another tough luck loss for a Shuckers starter after Tate Keener gave up just 2 runs in 5 1/3 innings last night, got tagged with the loss. Tonight, Casey Hunt, a tough luck loser, gives up just 2 runs on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts in 5 innings, but falls to 0-1 on the season as the Clingstones win it by a 7-2 final. And it's been much of the same blueprint for the Clingstones as it was earlier in the week, as it's Fireworks Friday, so the explosions you'll hear in the background in just a moment will be the fireworks. But the Clingstones, they've scored 20 runs this series, and all 20 runs have come in the fourth inning or later. 18 of the 20 runs have come in the sixth inning or later. And as the fireworks, they're counting down until those start, so we'll make sure the windows get closed a little bit to make sure it's not too loud in the background as we wrap things up and get through the scoring summary in this one. Shuckers struck first. It was a fourth inning solo home run from Brock Wolkin. It was his first of the year, and boy was it smashed. Off the bat at 110, goes 413 feet, but the Clingstones took the lead in the fifth. An RBI ground out from Kobe Cotto knotted things at 1, and then Carlos Rodriguez, a sacrifice fly to center, made it 2-1 after 5 in the sixth inning. An E8 on a ground ball up the middle from Drew Compton made it a 3-1 lead. It would then grow to 4-5 and 6-1. Kevin Kilpatrick, an RBI single, sacrifice fly from Keyshawn Ogins, and an RBI single from Kobe Cotto. The Shuckers answered back with Brock Wilkins' second blast of the night in the bottom of the sixth inning. And then in the seventh, the Clingstones struck again. Jason DeLay, his first home run in the Braves organization, goes 370 feet to left center. And that's how it ends. 7-2, Columbus wins it, and they've clinched at least a split in their first six-game set as a franchise in the first meetings between the Shuckers and the Clingstones in Shuckers franchise history. The winning pitcher tonight, Lucas Braun. Casey Hunt gets the loss, and the save goes to Landon Harper in a game in front of a season-high crowd of 2,602. It takes 2 hours and 36 minutes. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update, and we'll say goodbye, get set for tomorrow on the Shuckers Radio Network. We're back after this.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall tonight to the Columbus Clingstones. The final score, Clingstones 7, Shuckers 2, as the Clingstones have ensured at least a series split in this one. First meeting between the two teams in franchise history. Clingstones have won 3 of the first 4. Clingstones 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error tonight for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Lucas Braun, the winner, he improves to 1-0. Casey Hunt, the loss, he falls to 0-1. And Landon Harper picks up the save in a game that takes 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of the largest crowd of the season here in Biloxi, 2,602. Shuckers fall to 1-6 to begin the season. The Clingstones at 3-3 as the fireworks starting to wrap up. We'll take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action in the Southern League. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, tied up between the Smokies and the Trash Pandas. They are tied at 5 with 10 combined runs. Game 2 of a doubleheader. The first game of the doubleheader went to the Smokies, 4-0 winners over the Trash Pandas. Finals elsewhere, Montgomery defeats Pensacola 3-2. And in 11 innings, Birmingham takes down Chattanooga by a 4-1 final. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. One other game has gone final. The Quad Cities River Bandits take down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in Highgate, a 2-1 final. The T-Rats now at 3-4 to begin the season. Elsewhere, they're through 8, 5-5 between the Pelicans and the single-A Carolina Mudcats. They're looking to start 6-1 are the Mudcats. On the top of the ninth inning, the Nashville Sounds all over Memphis, a 7-2 score. In the big leagues, they're scoreless. Jose Quintana, his Brewers debut so far, he's gone 3 shutout innings with a couple of strikeouts as the Brewers and the Diamondbacks are scoreless through 3 in Arizona. Shuckers fall tonight by a 7-2 final. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Shuckers. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Clingstones. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. A 6:05 first pitch. Nate Peterson the start for the Shuckers. The Clingstones have yet to announce their starter for the Saturday night matchup. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a season-best crowd, 2,602 for the Shuckers. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. We'll be at you with pregame 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is the first Saturday night home game of the year, the first Shuck Yeah Saturday, which means the first premium giveaway. First 1,000 fans will get a crossbody bag with the Biloxi King Cakes logo on it. It is presented by Kaneka Sausage, as the Shuckers will look to get back in the win column tomorrow night. Nate Peterson, the start. 6:05 first pitch. We'll be at you with pregame at 5:45. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM, I'm Javik Blake. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Game 5 of this 6-game set